From something as simple as an omelet to the classic beef bourguignon, food can be the path to a new beginning. In the feature film, The 100-Foot Journey, food paves the road to new journeys for the Kadam family. Political unrest forces them to flee their home and their beloved family restaurant in Mumbai. Their aging and widowed father, Papa, played by Om Puri, is on a journey to find the perfect place to settle his family and start anew. Following their passion for food, the Kadam family travel throughout Europe. Sputtering along in an old van in the south of France, the family's journey ends, rather fortuitously, in a picturesque village, which is home to the quaint cafes, sidewalk markets, and the storied La Sole Pierre, a one-star Michelin classic French restaurant. Sensing some good culinary vibes and plenty of fresh local food sources, Papa decides to buy a vacant chateau and open the Maison Mumbai in the small provincial town, and directly across the street from La Sole Pierre. The neighboring restaurants are a world apart in cuisine and culture. The stoic and snobbish Madame Mallory, played by Helen Mirren, owns La Sole Pierre and is desperate to earn a coveted second Michelin star. When the Maison Mumbai opens across the street and starts to wow the locals with its exotic dishes and atmosphere, Madame Mallory engages in a food war to protect her turf. The secret ingredient in the kitchen at Maison Mumbai is the chef, Hassan Kadam, played by Manish Dayal, Papa's second eldest son and a culinary prodigy. Inspired by his late mother's spiritual cooking, Hassan also cooks from his heart and soul to recreate the Indian classics from his homeland. Hassan also embarks on his own journey, discovering the native flavors of the French countryside. Along the way, Hassan befriends Madame Mallory's pretty sous chef, Marguerite, played by Charlotte Le Bon, who offers Hassan an education in the basics of French cuisine. The cultural divide between French and Indian neighbors begins to narrow as the film progresses. Papa, Madame Mallory, Hassan, and Marguerite are led on new journeys, each with a path illustrated by stunning food cinematography. Based on the 2010 novel by Richard C. Moraes, The 100-Foot Journey is directed by Lasse Hallström, who also directed the delicious Oscar-nominated Chocolat in 2000. Running 2 hours and 2 minutes, the culinary drama is rated PG for thematic elements, along with some violence and sensuality. This is not the film to see on an empty stomach and may leave viewers feeling a little cheated, having to settle on snacking movie popcorn and candy while drooling over the succulent meals on screen. If you can, try to sneak in some gourmet chocolate or a nice bottle of wine to pair with a movie. The 100-Foot Journey is a foodie film at its finest and is definitely worth savoring. This is Linda Jager with the KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center.